La 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 la.
A prayer of gratitude to the Creator. Praise and gratitude to you, dear Creator, for having brought together the tens of Merkaz and Ashkelon 2 to work on the preparation of the morning lesson in order to unite the entire world Kli with you. Thank you for the world Kli, which gladdens and the hearts of friends to walk together on the path that leads to the king's palace.
Thank you for the privilege of sitting among equals. Thank you for the segula, the remedy to draw the reforming light. Thank you for the next degree. Thank you for holy community, for dear teachers and the method. Thank you for accompanying us on the path. Thank you for the opportunity to be with friends and reach wholeness.
Thank you for bringing us to the lesson and giving us the opportunity to get closer to you now, and for the aspiration you instilled in our hearts. Creator of the world, we thank you for everything. For all the states that we are going through, for all the states we are going to go through, and for the opportunity to unite and connect in this lesson and make you happy.
The first source excerpt. The person must be glad that at least he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. When a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, but the person does appreciate it, and he tries to thank the Creator for this, this causes him to acquire importance for spirituality. And from this, the person can be happy. By that, a person can be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion, since, as Baal HaSulam said, the blessed clings to the blessed. In other words, when a person is happy and thanks the Creator, he feels that the Creator has blessed him by giving him a little something of Kedusha. Then the blessed clings to the blessed. Through this wholeness, one can achieve true dvekut.
What an inspiring excerpt. What an important excerpt Rabash wrote for us, right, friends? It's moving and important because it's really not so important for a person, no easy for a person to be in gratitude. Consider all that he received, this deficiency for spirituality. How precious this gift is that we received from above into our hands. And how within a moment it could, God forbid, be lost to us. And for what? For all kinds of nonsensical, corporeal desires that control us, which a person considers more important than spirituality. Why? Because he didn't appreciate his great giant friends that are around him and didn't appreciate the opportunity that he was given every day to read even a small verse from his great teachers that wrote to him and presented this to him. But we, friends, do want to consider and give importance to spirituality. We want to thank the Creator for every deficiency and for all that he has done for us and all he gave us and what he will give us. And we do want to rejoice together. So now, friends, let's sanctify this moment that we have together, this special moment that the Creator gave us, this additional opportunity. Each day he gives us more opportunities and enables us to be together in the lessons. Let's appreciate, thank, and rejoice with our friends for being privileged to having such great teachers and that we're sitting together now in the 10 and mostly. Let's rejoice that we're standing before our King, that we receive from him once more an opportunity to come closer to him. So what we're about to do now, friends, is something very special. It's not just a workshop question, but we are about to thank from the depth of our hearts to the Creator like good children who thank their parents for giving them great big gifts for the holiday. That's how we want to welcome him and thank him. So let's give joy above by trying to awaken this joy between us. So in an active workshop, let's thank the Creator for the privilege we have been given to come closer to spirituality and holiness. Let's thank the Creator for the privilege we have been given to come closer to spirituality and to Kedusha.
Yes, so indeed, thanks, thank you to the Ashkelon group and the friends who are on duty today, who truly made us feel inside such importance for the preparation that we're doing right now, and a special thanks to the Creator who arranged for us such an environment that is capable of awakening even a stone to a state where something begins to move there and some warmth begins to flow and a certain relation and concern to each other. Indeed, it is very moving.
I'm simply happy that my life can revolve around something that's not my ego, around the quality of bestowal, the relations with the friends. It's the Creator that we only can see through the friends and the effort that we make together, where I know that there's such a thing that's called bestowal, that we don't have enemies, that the only enemy I have is my inner ego. And it's something that I can clarify when my children come and say, Father, what's all this for? Why is it so difficult and not fun? So there are answers. And it's amazing how not to just throw my life into the trash.
Yes, indeed there is great gratitude to the Creator who placed us inside of a group, inside of a holy society that is helping us not to live inside of the world of the whims of the ego. It's a misleading world that throws each and every one into all kinds of meaningless engagements. There is truly great gratitude that we have each other here and we can advance together indeed with joy.
We are thankful that we have a reason to live, a reason to awaken, a reason to continue our day, that we have altogether an opportunity to talk about this. Even for the small things that we are with our open cameras and our microphones work and the friends are here and there's a wonderful environment. Besides the fact that we are being shown this path, we're also thankful that we have the ability to do and advance every day.
Thank you that each and every day we're told about the purpose of life, that we don't just live with no purpose. There are many people who don't know about it or not told about it, and we are told. Thank you that they are friends, great friends, who have such a purpose in life, and Rav, and the books. And I hope that we will be able to do our share, that we weren't given such a great gift for no reason, so that we will know how to complete our part.
This gratitude simply embraces the world, to simply be impressed by the whole world kli that is now. The Creator chose us all to truly be the embroidery of all of humanity. And every person that's connected now to the lesson or hears the lesson, this is simply a miracle that one of 8 billion individuals who have merited to effort to love, who have been privileged to work on bringing contentment to the quality of bestowal, to participate in this tremendous campaign and to be aware that we are.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו.
The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal the connection.
Не важно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.
קטע מקור שני מזוהר לעם. השכינה,
second source excerpt from Zohar for All. The Shekhinah is present only in a whole place and not in a deficient place or a flawed place or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy.
נעבור עכשיו לסדנה שקטה.
We will now move to a silent workshop. Let's enter the lesson with the intention to build a place of joy for instilling the Shekhinah. Let's enter the lesson with the intention to build a place of joy for instilling the Shekhinah.
A prayer.
Creator, we are thankful and happy for the opportunity you give us to get closer to you now. Help us enter the lesson together as one man in one heart, so that we will hold on to the joy, prayer, and thought about the success of the friends. Help us with the correction of our relations with mercy. Give us the force of bestow, which we so long for. Raise us to the degree of men, Adam, so that we will be like you, and also that you will have contentment and joy from the connection between us.
Creator, we thank and we are happy for the opportunity you give us to come closer to you now. Help us enter the lesson together as one man in one heart, so that we will hold on to the joy, prayer, and thought for the success of the friends. Help us with the correction of our relations with mercy. Give us the force of bestowal which we long for so greatly. Raise us to the degree of man so that we will be like you, and all of this so that you will have contentment and joy from the connection between us.